sir.
All right, everyone. We are now joined by tonight's second place finisher, Sheldon Creed, driver of the number two GMS Racing Chevrolet. Sheldon, looked like you had a best truck tonight there. First half of the race, talk us through that battle there toward the end with Austin.
Just frustrating, honestly. Just a way faster truck than him. Probably shed my hand too early there running the middle of three and four, and then I realized how good that was, so I kept going up, and it was just better and better. I don't know, just getting on clean asphalt or getting away from the rubber, it just had more grip, which made it a lot of fun. Usually we don't race here when it's this hot out. And I almost felt like we were Xfinity cars there. Just we were slipping and sliding and running up at the top and just couldn't do anything. I feel like the pace picked up there at the end running the top, and we could keep so much momentum up there. And he'd run half a truck off the wall, and I would run against the wall just to try to keep air in the nose. And then he'd slide up, and I'd get really tight or really loose behind him. And I don't know. What do you do? You know, it's just frustrating when you're so dependent on air like that. And for a truck that was so dominating, not win with it, it hurts. But then again, hats off to my guys. They built an incredible truck for tonight. That's probably the best racetrack I've ever had. I could kind of go anywhere with it, and it was tight at times or loose at times, but I could just drive it really hard, and man, that hurts. But then again, confident going into Talladega, we have good points going to Talladega, but confident going into Texas and Kansas with our mile and a half program, and man, hopefully we can get a win there.
All right, thanks, Sheldon. If you have a question for Sheldon, please click on the participations tab there and raise your hand, and we'll call on you. We'll kick it off with Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Sheldon, I mean, once he knew which groove you wanted, I mean, did you have a whole lot of hope, or were you like, he's going to have to make a mistake for me to beat him?
I mean, I had hope still. You know, I don't give up to the end, so I could see him kind of getting free, and I was just hoping he was going to get freer as we ran, honestly. He'd get free into one, and I could see him kind of wobbling around, and also into three, and I figured if I could get close enough, maybe he would jump sideways and I could get next to him. And I knew if I got next to him, I had a good shot at clearing him. So that was the hope there, but man, just when he's blocking the air like that, there's not much he can do, and that's what's frustrating about our sport. But I'm sure the fans liked that battle there at the end.
And you have a 52-point cushion on ninth right now. So going into Talladega, do you feel comfortable, or are you never comfortable if you're not locked in at Talladega?
I'm comfortable. I'm confident, and we'll start up front next week. And we'll try to stack more stage points and hopefully get some stage wins. And that should lock us in if we can just go get good stages. We can kind of finish wherever after that. But just want to get as many points as we can when it resets for the next round. And just want to give our best shot to make it to Phoenix.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Next up, we'll go to Nick Lewis. Go ahead, Nick.
Sheldon, what made your truck so dominant in the first half? It seems you and your GMS teammates always found the front, especially in the second stage.
I could just go wherever. The no practice deal, I think, is helping. You know, people aren't able to dial their trucks in, and we've been really good at hitting it lately. So I think that's helping us. And I was just tight enough. I feel like the guys made really good adjustments from when we were here in the spring. I was really loose, and then tonight I was almost perfect at times, and then I would get tight or loose. But yeah, just the guys did a really good job on the truck to make us be able to do that.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any final questions here for Sheldon? Jake, yes, we do. Looks like Jacob Seelman. Go ahead, Jacob.
Thanks, Ross. Sheldon, I know it's not the win, but it seems like you guys continue to build speed. Are you as confident in this team right now as you've been all year, and feeling like the wins will keep coming if you bring trucks like this every week?
Absolutely. My two guys have been on it lately. I mean, we had an incredibly fast truck last weekend. Made some mistakes that resulted in our finish, but I feel like we're a truck that everyone looks at every week, that we're a truck to beat. So that makes me happy. and just need to keep working hard on myself and what I'm doing with Josh Wise, and the guys are doing an incredible job in the shop. So
thank you, bud.
Any final questions for Sheldon here? No? All right, Sheldon, thank you very much, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.